Social change isn't gradual. It's explosive. Malcolm Gladwell's The Tipping Point revolutionized our understanding of how trends, behaviors, and ideas spread like viruses through society. Small actions, when perfectly timed and placed, can trigger massive shifts in behavior and belief. This phenomenon is visible in everything from crime waves to cultural shifts, where isolated incidents suddenly transform into widespread movements. Los Angeles' bank robbery epidemic of the 1990s perfectly illustrates this pattern. At its peak in 1992, the city saw 2,641 bank heists, triggered by super spreaders, like the mastermind known as Casper. This reveals what Gladwell calls small area variation, the puzzling phenomenon where adjacent communities develop radically different patterns despite similar conditions. Miami's extraordinary Medicare fraud epidemic demonstrates how environment shapes behavior. Philip Esformes, who ran the biggest Medicare scam in American history, transformed from Philip of Chicago to Philip of Miami, his character completely reshaped by his surroundings. The 1980 theory explains Miami's unique overstory. In that pivotal year, drug money, corruption, and demographic shifts created a perfect storm that shattered social trust and normalized rule-breaking. This same principle explains why certain behaviors take root in specific communities while neighboring areas remain unaffected. The cultural canopy or overstory of a place shapes what actions become not just possible, but expected. These local contexts create unique conditions where certain behaviors can reach epidemic proportions. Research has revealed a magic third, a threshold where minority influence transforms entire group dynamics. When minority representation reaches approximately 25-33%, consensus patterns suddenly shift. This principle appears in various settings, from classrooms where achievement gaps collapse above certain minority percentages to corporate environments where leadership culture changes dramatically once diverse representation reaches critical mass. However, this dynamic can also create dangerous monocultures. In affluent communities like Poplar Grove, extreme uniformity of values and expectations creates perfect conditions for behavioral epidemics, such as suicide clusters. Without genuine subcultures to act as buffers, these communities lack immune systems against social contagion. Elite institutions quietly engineer their social composition through various mechanisms. Harvard's ALDC track, athletes, legacies, donors, children, faculty children, offers near certain acceptance to select applicants, maintaining preferred proportions in student body composition. This system, originating in the 1920s as a response to rising Jewish enrollment, continues to shape group outcomes through seemingly neutral criteria like sports recruitment. While explicit discrimination has faded, the mechanisms for maintaining desired demographic balances persist. Sports like tennis, fencing, and rowing function as gatekeeping mechanisms for privilege, revealing how institutions control who belongs and in what numbers. A tiny fraction of individuals often cause the majority of effects in many systems. The COVID-19 outbreak at Boston's Biogen conference, where one person triggered infections across 29 states, exemplifies this principle. Similarly, studies show that just 5-10% of cars cause the majority of pollution, and in disease transmission, a handful of super spreaders drive epidemics. Physical factors can predict who becomes a super spreader older. Heavyset individuals with dry throats release far more respiratory particles. Understanding these patterns reveals that epidemics aren't random, but follow predictable, if invisible, forces. Even profound historical traumas can remain unprocessed until something triggers public recognition. The Holocaust, now universally acknowledged, took decades to enter American consciousness. The 1978 NBC miniseries Holocaust marked a crucial tipping point, bringing this reality into American living rooms and cementing the term in public consciousness. Television's unique power to shape collective understanding has influenced numerous social transformations. Shows like Will and Grace helped normalize gay relationships by presenting alternative narratives to prevailing cultural scripts, contributing to the remarkably rapid acceptance of gay marriage. Understanding social epidemics provides powerful tools for shaping collective futures, both for better and worse. The opioid crisis offers a sobering case study of how strategic targeting by pharmaceutical companies created devastating regional variations in addiction rates. Companies like Purdue Pharma deliberately targeted specific regions and demographics, using sophisticated marketing to influence doctor prescribing patterns and public perception. These efforts created hotspots of addiction that spread outward through social networks and community ties. By recognizing the role of overstories, the dominant narratives that shape behavior, critical mass thresholds, the point at which change becomes self-sustaining, and super spreaders, influential individuals who accelerate adoption, we can better understand and potentially control social epidemics. For example, anti-smoking campaigns succeeded by changing the cultural narrative around smoking from sophisticated to deadly, while leveraging influential voices in entertainment and media to spread the message. Revolutionary change always surprises us, but it follows patterns we can study and understand. The Arab Spring, for instance, appeared sudden but was preceded by years of building social tension and organizing through digital networks. Similarly, the rapid adoption of smartphones or social media platforms shows how innovations can reach tipping points that trigger massive behavioral shifts. From crime waves to cultural shifts, social transformations aren't mysterious or inevitable. They result from identifiable forces and mechanisms that shape our collective behavior and beliefs. These include network effects that amplify individual choices, information cascades where people follow others' leads, status markers that signal group belonging, peer pressure, and social proof, cultural evolution through imitation and modification. Understanding these mechanisms allows us to more effectively design interventions for positive social change, whether addressing climate action, public health, or social justice issues. However, this knowledge also comes with ethical responsibility, as the same tools can be used to manipulate and harm communities.